This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. An ethics investigation will continue against Democratic State Representative Mandy Lindsay. The bipartisan Colorado House Ethics Committee says the Aurora lawmaker may have misused funds when serving as the co-chair of her party's House caucus. Allegations include writing herself a $2,500 check, charging a hotel stay to a caucus debit card, and pocketing thousands of dollars in reimbursements. The lawmaker has a chance to defend herself in an evidentiary hearing. She says the payments were bookkeeping mistakes. So far, lawmakers have stopped short of accusing Lindsay of criminal misconduct. The nonprofit Suicide Prevention Coalition of Colorado says it's winding down operations. It was formed in 1999 to create a statewide agency to prevent suicide, which happened the next year. The group's board chair, Jennifer Daniels, says there's now much more awareness of suicide and many more prevention groups and programs.
There's some sort of targeted suicide prevention efforts happening all over the state.
The group's programs will be handed off to partner organizations where possible. If you or someone you know is in crisis, call 988. A 17-year-old student from Aurora's Overland High School was detained this morning after bringing a loaded gun to school. Police say staff members chased and tackled the student after someone spotted the weapon in the hallway. The school was on lockdown briefly, but no shots were fired and no injuries were reported. Police say an investigation continues. Scattered gusty showers and thunderstorms are possible over the Front Range in Denver metro area this afternoon. The National Weather Service says some of that gusty wind could be hazardous to those on open water.